Joining me is Jeff Held, the sheep specialist at South Dakota State University. Also a Packer fan, which we kind of got as like kissing your sister on that one, Jeff. Is that it?
Yeah, right, right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Nice to divert your attention away from your Vikings. That'll be a good play.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we were talking, an NDSU throwing a pass to SDSU for a touchdown in the NFL is pretty good.
Yeah, that's doesn't get any better than that.
Anyway, Jeff, the sheep convention is coming up. South Dakota Sheep Growers Convention is coming up in Brookings this weekend. Let's talk a little about that, and can they still register and so on?
Well, the plans are now in place. We're on the final drive, and nice registration numbers coming in for events on both Friday and Saturday. An interest, for sheep growers. People that are looking for something interesting to do, there's some aspects of this program that fit about anyone, young and old alike.
Now, it gets started pretty early on Friday, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they kick off on Friday with programs at the animal science facility as well as at our sheep unit, some workshops in the morning and 25 or so folks per session is kind of the cap set, but there's still some room. Sheep management 101, all nice overview of sheep production aspects at the sheep unit. We got about 8 or 9 experts that'll be part of that team to lead that program. Those interested in learning more about lamb cuts, they get an opportunity to be hands-on and in fabricating the carcass into retail cuts and wool and media, social media workshops as well that morning.
Well, are these all, you have to pick one of them or you can choose from several?
In the morning, they're one workshop as a choice. Come afternoon, there's 5 different workshop sites, and that's a rotation basis.
Now, to get on that Friday first in the morning, do they need to, you taking a bus out like to the ram or sheep unit, or do they drive or what?
Well, there'll be, the registration is on site at the Animal Science Arena on Friday morning, and they'll give instructions be and where to go. If you're going to camp park on campus, we've got parking passes, and it'll be well designed, well organized, and if you're interested, come join us, and we'll put you in a location that you'll learn and enjoy.
Now, a noon lunch, lamb burgers, huh?
Always got to have lunch, and as the midday comes along, everybody involved in our programs will be at the sheep unit. We will have lamb burgers grilled by the directors of South Dakota Sheep Growers Association, SDSU ice cream, of course, and that'll kick off the noon from noon into the afternoon program. In the afternoon, there's 5 sessions, and they're a rotational basis, and they're all at the sheep unit on Friday afternoon.
Now, can you go to all of those then? There'll be one at a time there?
Yep, to pick and choose. You're going to go to 4 of the 5. That'll be the rotation. You got to pick and choose. You got to make a decision. But anywhere from wool to rainfall simulator by NRCS, game fish and parks, staff on hand, related to predator control. Dr. Gelt from Pipestone will be in doing a lambing time management. We've got used lambing at our sheep unit right now, so we got the props ready to go for a little workshop, the lambing management side.
And then that evening is a lamb lovers social, which I always liked.
I know you do, Chuck.
And you're going to talk a little about that.
Yeah, lamb products. Number of nice products, different preparation for lamb products, cheese, crackers, any kind of appetizers, refreshments available, and one of the featured items that evening, as you might say, entertainment would be, we've got some of the best sheep shearers in America that are going to be coming and doing a demonstration on kind of a mini shearing contest, and that'll be a lot of fun that evening to conclude the evening after the nice lamb products and social activity, and then a little demonstration on top flight shears, really worldwide competitive against folks.
So you're going to be sharing too?
No, I'm not in their league. I will be probably speaking on the microphone, something I do better than shearing with me.
Well, that is, if you want to watch a good sheep shear, it's really an art, isn't it? How they can let the sheep just lay and move
them. Sheep shearing is it's a skill set that quite a few folks can master, but some are way better at it than others. And we got some of the best in America and worldwide competitive folks that can blow the wool off sheep in a hurry up to minute and 20 seconds. Probably the shear sheep will be something you'd find on Friday night.
And it's a little different because it takes a good sheep shear, because a lot of these wool breeds, you don't want double cuts.
Well, the shearing is part of that skill is all around. It's the condition of the fleece. It's the manner of handling of the animal and mutual beneficial interest in when we train shears. The sheep's important, their well-being, the shear, and then the wool being harvested is also important as well.
Well, and of course, you always have your make-it-yourself with wool, which is, you don't see many people making that, working with wool anymore, do you?
Well, you do. I mean, I think it's, wool is, of course, on the fashion side of the equation, wool is, is a featured fiber. It's a natural fiber. Certainly fits in. And today, a lot of changes in wool and how it can be worn, and some of those aspects are certainly brought into the feature and focus with Make Yourself a Wool program, which has a real strong foundation, not only within the sheep growers, but within the state and region.
I did interview a 4-H girl that was doing Make It Yourself with Wool, which was kind of interesting because you don't see many young girls doing that anymore. So that was
kind
of fun.
I would say this, frequently we have multi-generational interest within families, and that's like so many other things. It takes the adults to mentor the young people. And this Make Yourself a Wool, interesting as it would be today, it's not just about making a garment from a wool fabric. It might be adopting a wool product and maybe renovating it. It could be a purchase of a wool product. And so there's many different aspects today in this Make Yourself a Wool. It's not all from scratch to a finished product like it once was.
Are you still having the auction that night at the Lamb Lovers?
We'll always have an auction. The signature wool, project that's been going on, the auction will be on Friday night. We're going to have a visit from Miss South Dakota, Carrie Wintle, who is from the Iroquois area. She has some touch with the sheep industry and has agreed to be part of the welcoming that evening. And Carrie's done some really nice things related to helping youth.
Jeff, we don't have too much time. How can they get registered yet, and do they still have time?
Well, they certainly do. Registrations have been coming in, pre-registration, which is helpful. You can go to the South Dakota Sheep Growers Association website, sdsheepgrowers.org. You can contact me and my office here at SDSU, or just show up on Friday and register at the door, or Saturday for that matter, for the more traditional programming on Saturday.
So more of the informational education is on Friday, and then more of the sheep growers on Saturday?
More of the Saturday has a blend. Kind of a feature is the you get industry experts and such, but the theme really is on marketing. Where's our sheep and lamb marketing? The trends, where we're at, where we're going, and it'll be blended together with advice and updates from American Sheep Industry Association, National Lamb Feeders, and so forth.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for joining me. Cheer on those Jacks this weekend, as it's a big game, and hope they do better than the Vikings and Packers.
Not very big shoes to fill, as you know.
I know.
Good luck.
Good. Okay.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep. Jeff Hill, the sheep.